This week, the athletic teams at the University of North Dakota became once more the Fighting Sioux. This after supporters of the moniker collected enough signatures to force a referendum to repeal the repealing of a law that required the university to keep its Fighting Sioux nickname and logo, despite the threat of sanctions from the NCAA. Confused yet? Dale Wetzel is the North Dakota State Capitol reporter for the Associated Press, and he joins me now to help sort it all out. Dale, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you.
In 2005, the NCAA Executive Board voted to ban schools from using, quote, hostile or abusive nicknames and mascots during postseason play. North Dakota temporarily fought the change, but eventually was hit with sanctions. What happened?
North Dakota went to court to contest how the NCAA made its decision. Eventually, there was a settlement, and part of the settlement was the University of North Dakota could use its Fighting Sioux nickname and logo if it got approval from the two major Sioux Indian tribes in North Dakota, the Standing Rock Sioux and the Spirit Lake Sioux. The Spirit Lake Sioux had a tribal referendum and approved use of the nickname and logo, but the Standing Rock Sioux Tribal Council has long been opposed to the nickname, and it did not approve any sort of resolution. Essentially, the university was not able to meet those terms, and so they were in a situation where they had to drop the nickname and logo.
Last year, the state legislature passed a law that forced the university to stick with the Fighting Sioux, then repealed the law when the NCAA refused to back down. Now, with a statewide referendum pending, by law, University of North Dakota must go back to the Fighting Sioux nickname, at least until the votes are counted in June. Do you have a sense of which way the decision will go?
About a year ago, I would have said the nickname and logo would be approved, but I don't really have a sense yet for how strong a backlash there is going to be against the idea of requiring the university to use it, because there is a fairly strong campaign that says forcing UND to use its nickname and logo will, in the long term, be harmful to the university's athletic program.
By my count, there are at least two major lawsuits and one constitutional challenge still in front of the courts. In all likelihood, this doesn't end in June, does it?
No. And in any case, the people who have circulated the referendum petitions are also circulating a separate initiative that would amend the North Dakota Constitution, essentially to force UND to use the nickname forever.
The University of North Dakota hopes to join the Big Sky Conference in July. That partnership is reportedly less than entirely secure if the school is under NCAA sanctions. What is at stake here?
I think that UND is going to be able to join the conference. The question is whether or not it'll be able to stay, because a conference member that can't host postseason tournament games, you know, may not have a very good long-term future as a conference member.
I'm not familiar enough with North Dakota to know what it is that gets people really excited from day to day and week to week, but does this issue qualify?
It does. I don't think it does as much as it did 3 years ago or 4 years ago. I think it's fair to say people are getting a little sick of this issue.
I would think that might be the case. I mean, this is an awful lot of people, hours, and money and discussion about nicknames.
One of the rationales for the constitutional amendment initiative being circulated is that this would settle it. It would say in the Constitution that UND shall be known as the Fighting Sioux, and unless there's another statewide vote that says otherwise, that is the way it would be.
And it would be over.
Well, who knows if it would be over, but it certainly would impose a decision that would not be easily reversed, and that's the purpose of it.
Dale Wetzel has been following the story of the nickname and logo of the University of North Dakota for the Associated Press. Dale, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
You're listening to Only a Game.